HR management can help businesses weather a changing world. Businesses today exist in a changing world, which brings both opportunities for growth and increasingly complex challenges. To survive and thrive, organizations need a robust understanding of HR management. In their research, Professor Xiaobei Li and her colleagues at various universities, including University of New South Wales, Arizona State University, and Peking University, recently explored how organizations can motivate their staff to ensure high-quality performance. Professor Li's team has conducted three research projects on different aspects of HR management. They look at encouraging innovative behavior in the workforce, the role of HR practices in different local contexts, and the practice of paradoxical leader behavior. In one research project, Professor Li and her colleagues focus on the role of innovation and explore an interesting question: are performance-based rewards sufficient to encourage innovation? In the current global market, companies need to be adaptable and versatile in order to thrive. Employee innovative behaviors are increasingly recognized as a major contributor to organizational innovation. This refers to activities undertaken by employees to generate, develop, and implement new ideas. Businesses increasingly aim to encourage their employees to work in this way. Research on how HR management can foster innovative behavior is still in its early stages. Professor Li's work is an important and timely contribution to this. She draws on situational strength theory, which suggests that the extent to which your personality traits drive your behavior depends on the situation you are in. She references research arguing that strong organizational structures that provide support and clarity can liberate their employees from helpful distractions and enhance creativity. Using these ideas, she investigates the relationships between financial and non-financial performance-based rewards, employee perceptions of HR strength, and the uncertainty avoidance of the country within which an organization operates. HR strength refers to the level of clarity and consistency in terms of what employees are expected to deliver and why. Uncertainty avoidance is the extent to which a society, organization, or group relies on social norms, rules, and procedures to alleviate the unpredictability of future events. In her study, she used responses from 1,589 employees and 186 managers in 29 organizations across 10 countries. The study adopted a multi-level design, which aimed for both breadth and depth, drawing on data at individual, organization, and country levels. The organizations represented in the sample are from different industries and vary in size, and the perceptions of both employees and managers are included. Dr. Li's research found that performance-based rewards alone were not significantly associated with innovative behaviors. However, they were much stronger where there was high HR strength and low uncertainty avoidance. Put simply, performance rewards were more effective at encouraging innovation when HR processes were clear and supportive, and when the host society of the organization was more accepting of ambiguity, uncertainty, and change. This emphasizes the important role of HR practices and employees' understanding of them. In a second research project, Professor Li and her colleagues conducted two studies to investigate an intriguing question: will companies' investment in employees enhance performance? They explored the impact of the skills, knowledge, and experience of the workforce in a region and examined how this affects the relationship between a company's HR practices and how well the company does in China. In recent years, there has been much emphasis on researching the fit between HR practices and their operating contexts. This has become increasingly vital given that globalization has facilitated the rapid spread of strategic HR management from west to east. However, our knowledge about the effectiveness of HR practices in different socioeconomic and cultural environments remains limited. In one study, Professor Li and her colleagues looked at data from 9,125 companies across 30 provinces. In another, they looked at 203 companies across 7 provinces. They found that when the quality of the employees in a region was low, the way a company manages employees had a bigger impact on the company's performance. They also found that when a company focused on being innovative, the effect was even stronger. Once again, this highlights the importance of HR practices and their increasing relevance in a landscape that rewards innovation. In the third research project, Professor Li and her colleagues theorized the role of leadership. As organizational environments become increasingly complex and dynamic, leaders face contradictory demands. They are required to combine self-centeredness with a focus on their employees and colleagues. They must develop a closeness with their colleagues while maintaining a professional distance, treat junior members of staff equally while allowing individualization, enforce work requirements while allowing workplace flexibility, and maintain control whilst encouraging autonomy. Professor Lee and her colleagues call this paradoxical leader behavior. Existing research on organizational paradoxes has promoted different approaches for understanding and managing them. For example, one researcher suggests that the role of a leader is to support opposing forces and harness the tension that this creates. Professor Lee and her colleagues note that research on organizational paradoxes largely comes from a Western perspective. However, they also acknowledge the basic alignment between these ideas and Eastern perspectives rooted in the yin-yang philosophy. The yin-yang philosophy views the world as a holistic, dynamic environment in which two opposing yet interdependent forces shape all phenomena. This theoretical base could help to broaden our understanding of paradoxes beyond the Western perspectives generally seen in research. Professor Lee and her colleagues used a field sample of 76 supervisors and 516 subordinates from 6 firms. They examined the conditions that exist before and after leaders display paradoxical behavior and assessed how successful this mode of leadership is. Their findings showed that leaders who think holistically and can understand complexities tend to exhibit this paradoxical leader behavior. The leaders who embraced this were found to be more effective in complex environments, leading to better performance among their team members. This challenges traditional leadership approaches and emphasizes the importance of cognitive flexibility. It also shows that holistic thinking is important for all managers, regardless of cultural differences. We live in a complex, constantly changing world. For businesses to survive and thrive in this environment, they need to understand how to get the best out of their workforce. Studies like those conducted by Professor Lee and her colleagues explore different techniques that can encourage high-quality performance and emphasize the vital importance of HR management. This audio is a summary of the papers, Performance-Based Rewards and Innovative Behaviors in Human Resource Management, Human Resource Practices and Firm Performance in China, The Moderating Roles of Regional Human Capital Quality and Firm Innovation Strategy, in Management and Organization Review, and Paradoxical Leader Behaviors in People Management, Antecedents and Consequences, in Academy of Management Journal. For further information, you can connect with Professor Xiaobei Li at xiaobeili99@163.com.